Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend John Bradbury back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a consultant to small businesses and larger businesses, small businesses just like yours and mine, helping them, helping companies like ours put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. And he's our good friend John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you back. Now, I got a note here that says you want to talk about startup advice for old people. Now, John, you're going to have to explain yourself. I need you to tell me in a way that won't get you hurt what you consider to be an old. Who are these old people?
Older. You know, I turned 50 this past year.
Poor baby.
And you know, a little bit of it personal, a little bit of it is personal, but I also deal and am dealing with more and more clients or colleagues who are very seasoned, have had a lot of business experience, and they are interested in starting a business on their own, but they've noticed that, you know, a lot of the popular media around startups is immersed with technology, and it's all about the latest, greatest new thing.
These are people who've been around the block a couple of times, they don't have any personal marketplace experience.
Certainly, sometimes
on their own, world, I guess I should say.
Right, and you know, you go into the entrepreneurial literature or the popular websites, you pay attention to the business news,
right?
And it's all about the latest. You know, high-tech business model.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, web-enabled widgets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are somewhat daunted by that in that they don't have deep expertise there.
Right.
And, you know, and thinking about starting a business, they're feeling out of touch. And, you know, the 25-year-old engineer talking a language they don't understand. And first of all, you know, as I've looked at as I've analyzed what differentiate successful businesses from others, you know, the core lesson that came out of that is that the same fundamental factors drive success of a business as tens of thousands of years ago when the trinkets were first being traded. You know, no matter how complicated a business model seems or a product or a technology seems, there are four basic fundamentals that are going to make or break any business. And those haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one kind of a factor I want people to keep in mind if you are not feeling deep in the technology world.
And these are things that the young people, here's what's interesting, John, the older folks, the seasoned folks, I like the way that sounds, the seasoned folks are intimidated by the fact that they don't have all the technology background, maybe. The younger folks might be overconfident because they think they got it all locked up because they do know all the technology stuff, but they don't understand, they don't realize that these fundamentals even exist.
Well, that's right. That's right. They, in fact, the book that I wrote is all about people falling in love or getting attached to a technology or a product idea and forgetting that it's really about the marketplace and market demand and fit and the fit between you and your business. It's about the math, which we've talked about before on this show. Do the economics of your business work?
But there's one fundamental, John. There's one prime directive, one irrefutable, in my opinion, fundamental that trumps all other things. And that's
what would you say that is?
customer expectations. Customer expectations. Everything revolves off of that. The customer still needs shoestrings. How fundamental a product is that? The customer still needs shoestrings, but they don't buy shoestrings the way they used to.
But the fundamental need hasn't changed.
That's right. The fundamental need hasn't changed, but the way they want to acquire it has. And that's the reason I say it's the two words, customer expectations. And that's the advice everybody needs when they're starting up, in my opinion. And we're going to take a quick break, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to be right back with our good friend John Bradbury. We got more to come. He's a smart guy, isn't he?
You don't love what you got until it's gone. And I found out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.